1943, I believe. We're still down there. Yeah, the big invasion come in 44, didn't it?
Yeah, 44. Yeah.
Well, it's come Christmas. Here we are, thousands of miles from home. Blackout conditions. Didn't know when we were going to get back. Who could say? The war in Italy at that time was going badly. They were bogged down in the mud, and the Americans and the Germans were throwing shells at each other, and Anzio and all that stuff. But we didn't feel too much like Christmas. But we have to do something, of course. So some of the guys got together and they decided they'd make up a Christmas Eve show, best they could. Well, my part in the show was to make a pair of big, baggy Arab pants for somebody that wanted to have in the show. Well, it took several times because no matter how much you made them, they were too much like regular pants. These had to be so that they hung down about from the seat about that much, you know. They put it up, made it ridiculous on purpose.
Yeah.
That was part of the show.
Yeah.
One of the guys took the part of the old Arab daddy, and his daughter was playing with a GR, and she got burned a little bit, you know. He was pretty mad. Made a comedy out of it. And three of the guys, they dressed up like native dancing girls, and they danced as best they could. Those were the hairy legs and all. We got a big kick out of that. Then one fellow had a guitar and another one had a harmonica, and so we sang some Christmas hymns, one thing or another. And, well, finally it was over. We went out from the day room into the dark. We started back toward the tents. We weren't feeling too good, you know. Here it is, Christmas, thousands of miles from everybody we know and love. And then we heard some music, accordion. It was coming from the Italian campground there. They had a stockade around there because they were supposed to, not allowed to go to town. And they had gotten some material from somewhere, and they'd built some kind of a platform for stage over on the corner. And they were entertaining themselves just the way we had. Well, it was better than going back to the tents just then. We went over and listened to them, what was left. Then that stopped. And we could hear them, the 700 or 800 men, as I say, all hear their feet crunching on the gravel as they started back toward their barracks.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, one man climbed up on top of that platform, and he started to sing Ave Maria. Now, those men had been pretty darn blue. We thought we had it bad. They didn't even know if their families were alive. They didn't know how the things were going to go, if they'd ever get home, and if they did, what would they have? You know, right after he started singing, that gravelly sound stopped. And then another one began to sing, and another one, and another one, until all 700 were singing. 700 or more husky young Italians singing Ave Maria. There was no moon, just beautiful stars in the sky that night, like as could be. That was not only beautiful, but those men had found something that they could pour their heart out still. And they did. It was like a prayer. So help me. And I know, as we were standing there listening, we could feel the tension coming out of us.